A Kiss of Little Consequence by B.C. Hartwell. Narrated by Benjamin D. Walker. To Jennifer Ann and Marvelous Mary Ann.
1. Riviera Maya. He wore Ray-Ban aviators, not because they made him look intriguing, even though they did, but because they were identical to a keepsake pair he treasured, sunglasses that used to belong to his dad. Sliding the specs up the bridge of his nose, the young man rushed from the taxi and hurried through the kitschy hotel lobby, out to an open-air cafe that sat opposite a vast, vacant blue sea. There was no one there to meet him, however. The cafe's only patrons were a handful of uniformed resort workers huddled around a table. They sat there quietly sipping coffee and munching on foil-wrapped breakfast burritos. An earnest server called out to him from behind the bar, "Can I help you, senor?" Stepping beneath the aged palapa, the young man let out an audible sigh and then flipped off his shades. "Jamaica tea, please." The barman disappeared, and he slipped onto a bar stool to review the text that brought him there. "Need help. Meet me at the Soul E Surf Beach Bar at 9 a.m. sharp. I'm in a jam, Parker." Perusing the area for his contact, Parker thumbed a reply. "I'm here. Where the F are you?" The resort workers had used the beachfront as a canvas, and their artistry was worthy of his admiration. Volleyball courts were precisely outlined, staked with blue nylon boundary lines, and their nets were strung up tightly, ready for action. Sea kayaks, windsurfers, and catamarans were staged enticingly near the water's edge and wiped so clean they sparkled like new. A dozen blue umbrellas were planted neatly across the center of the beach. Beneath them, a pair of wooden lounge chairs reclined, each one supporting two thick, neatly rolled white towels. The server reappeared and delivered the tea. After tucking in his white short-sleeved shirt, the man grinned broadly.
"Welcome to the Soul E-Surf."
Parker nodded toward the beachfront.
"It looks like paradise is open for business."
"And what is your business, senor?" the barman asked.
"Same as yours."
Parker raised the cup to his lips just as his leg began to bounce nervously on the bar rail.
The surface of his tee rippled from the quake.
A knot formed in the pit of his stomach and a shiver raced up the back of his neck. Neither sensation, however, was due to concern for his friend's late arrival. Parker was getting the vibe, a sense of meaningful attraction. Then a woman appeared in his peripheral vision, and the knot unraveled, releasing a rush of endorphins that caused his heart to race. She looked to be Mayan, with dark skin and long black hair that dangled loosely across her shoulders, shimmering in the sun. A comfortable cotton dress accentuated her curves as she sauntered along the edge of the cabana. Moving cautiously, it was as if she were picking out a prospect. Parker was puzzled by the allure he felt for her. He'd never gotten the vibe for a prostitute before. Avoiding eye contact, Parker felt her step closer into the shade.
"Excuse me," she said. "Are you waiting for someone?"
Parker quickly spun his head around. "Sorry, but you've got the wrong guy." The girl giggled.
"You don't look like an Indian."
His physical features did not belie any distinct heritage. Tawny skin tone, heart-shaped face, symmetrical chin, and black hair parted off-center, brushing against his ears. He had an average build, too, with firm shoulders and limber arms, well-suited for hoisting heavy suitcases. His reply was still guarded.
"And you don't look like the person I'm here to meet."
She blushed.
"You are the tour leader, Parker? No?"
An honest smile covered her soft face, projecting a beautiful innocence.
"I've come for you."
Apparently, he misjudged her intentions.
"Yeah, you've come for me?"
"Your friend, the Hawaiian, paid me."
She held up a $20 bill.
"Hawaiian," Parker choked.
"You mean Mako?" She nodded, still smiling.
"Yes, yes, come."
She waved for him to follow.
Parker sighed. If bullshit were bloodline, then Mako Moreno was a purebred.
He tossed some cash on the bar, snatched up his sunglasses, and stumbled to his feet.
"Where to?" he asked.
She cleared a wind-blown wisp of hair from her face.
"Up there. That is where your friend waits."
Parker's eyes followed her gesture, way up the shoreline, where a canvas tent could barely be discerned, hit
Sample complete. Ready to continue?